Blog Talk Radio.
From the flash floods of Dona Ana to the tsunami of illegal criminals, and broadcasting from a state-of-the-art 1954 Airstream teardrop trailer mobile studio, Kelly O'Connell. Good morning. It is 7-8-2015, July the 8th, and I'm still boiling over the story that had to do with this illegal guy that was here, and I can't believe that there are people like Frankie calling. Shame on you, Frankie. People calling up and defending this policy. The president is the best informed person on the planet, or he should be. He's got the opportunity to be, right? He knows all about this stuff. So why do we continually give this guy the benefit of the doubt like he's a little brother? Like he, you know, he didn't have all the experience. It's not his fault. He makes mistakes sometimes. And part of that is defending him because he's black, which we've got to get rid of this racial preferencing for people and just measure them based on their performance. Isn't that the most obvious thing in the world? And now we're getting crazy thinking we're going to elect the first woman president with Hillary, and she's even she's on the same level of competence as this guy in the office. So this story continues to unfold, and I will repeat, I had so many stories. I just read headlines yesterday, headline after headline after headline, of these various stories about tens of thousands, 50, 60, 70,000 illegal criminals dumped into the country. All right. Frankie calls up and says it's all because of the Washington Times. By the way, the Washington Times is one of the more conservative rags in the country. But, you know, bearing that in mind, so what? I mean, 70% of the people believe that the news is filtered and is given to us through this ideological lens. They don't tell all of the facts. And so you have to go, by argument, one of the arguments, you'd have to go to a conservative newspaper or channel just to find out what the facts are. But in addition to that, this has been reported in one way or another on all of the various news organs at one point or another. There are tens, there's 50 or 100,000 criminals that have been allowed to come in here. Now, Frankie says, well, they didn't know. That's a Frankie argument. Well, how do we know what the number is? The number's like 67,000, or it was. They knew. They decided to let these people in. What does that mean? It means we're chopped liver. It means that we are nobody. They don't care if we get harmed because they've got a bigger story. They've got a bigger goal. But what is your goal if you're allowing top level, and we're talking the most serious felons, rapes and murders, and violent assaults, to stay in the country when you could easily get rid of them? I mean, it just does not make any sense whatsoever. I've got a clip right here for you. I am boiling, and I think that what we really need to do is ask our elected officials to stop the criminals from being placed around here. Stop the sex offenders from being placed in Memphis and in Seattle and places like that. Stop dumping these illegals across the country without any sense of what crimes they've committed. And here is your clip, and this is CNN. All right, just to let you know, they're interviewing this guy that came out and shot the woman and then said that he was shooting at a SEAL. This is a lot of weird twists in the story. The gun that this guy has, I think, is from a government. This is like maybe it's a miniature version of Fast and Furious. Anyway, out of San Francisco. Listen to this. This lady has been asked for her opinion on something, and she immediately dives into politics on it. It's just so frustrating. Does anybody here believe that the policy should be an unlimited number of illegals come in and just stay here? Like the illegals will decide. The most important factor is not our government. It's not our president, our Congress. It's what the illegals want, because they're going to come over and 94% of them are going to stay here. 94% of these people just disappeared. Do you blame them? Got a phone call here. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Tom. I wonder how she'd feel if it was her daughter who got her head blown off.
Well, you know, you... ask somebody to come on the show as an expert in immigration policy, and all she does is demagogue. She starts politicking. Well, it's Donald Trump's fault, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, racism. Right?
I just...
It's
like a leadership by children in this, you know, country. It's just, but I mean, people are getting killed. This is not the only one. There's over 100 people that have been murdered by these violent felons that they're knowingly let in here. There is absolutely no reason to allow these people to come in and stay. To let them stay is off the books. They should not be let in the country to begin with. And when they ask the administration, the president's spokesman gets up and blames the Republicans. What? You stopped these guys at the border. You checked them. You knew who they were. You let them in. They're violent felons, but it's the GOP's fault when you had them in custody or you had them contained at the border. That's absolutely insane. Nobody is standing up to this president on these issues, and Americans are getting murdered.
And she's making the argument that the Mexican government doesn't know when we ship them back that what they've done here. That's crazy.
Well, she's saying we need to have an agreement with the Mexican government. How would you like to have a country right next door, Canada or any other country, where we could take some of the most violent felons in our system and just like pump them over the border, and then we could have an agreement? Well, if they get sent back here, we'll try to keep them here. That's just crazy, and it is based ultimately on an illegal situation that the government, in my opinion, does not have the right to take in people that are not documented and allow them to stay here. There's no way to keep track of them. There's no way to integrate them in easily into the population. Some of these communities across the United States have stunning numbers of immigrants that have been just dropped off by the feds. It's crazy. It is damaging and is going to continue to damage America. No country can take an unlimited number of immigrants.
Do you remember when Cuba emptied its jails here?
I was thinking about that on the way over here this morning. It's called the Mariel Boat Lift. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Carter, who was one of the most naive people I've ever heard of, allowed all of these criminals to be pumped in there. And there was a crime wave of devastating proportions that swept through Florida.
Yes, sir. All right, Kelly, we'll talk some more.
All right, Tom, thanks. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Somebody's got to point this crap out. Anyway, I don't want to listen to this dumb woman anymore. But it's really... And we got another call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty. Are we a sanctuary city? That's kind of something new I didn't know about.
Well, Didn't Mayor Kent? That's a good question. I remember some talk about it. But here's the thing. How would you like to be a sanctuary city, not for illegals, but for pedophiles or for arsonists? You know, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
It's the same thing. It's all
crazy. It's
okay.
Patty, it's absolute lawlessness. You're going to tell the government and you're going to tell the state and the federal government, don't dare come here. We're a sanctuary city. Are you crazy? Would any city have a sanctuary policy for arsonists?
So are we? I mean, I guess we are. I am really appalled. I feel like packing and leaving. I don't understand. They're getting away, and it is lawlessness, Kelly. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm just kind of thinking.
I'm just speechless myself on all of it. And I live down in Mexico. I'm going to tell you something. I lived down there for a while. I went to school, and I stayed with a family that was virtually kind of a middle class. They weren't rich, but they weren't poor. And she flat out told me they take their hardened criminals, and they do bring them up here. And it's a devastation. It's sick.
Sorry about that. I'm queuing up another clip.
But it's common knowledge down there what they're doing, too. And they don't the people down there that actually are working and have money and that want prosperity, they're not the ones coming up here.
No, because there's a middle class in Mexico just like in any other country. And the middle class would have no reason to you know, sneak across the border. They've got jobs. They've got families. They're successful. Mexico City is obviously has a lot of fantastic qualities. The biggest city in the world, I think. But anyway, there's no reason for middle class people to sneak across the border in the evening. I mean, there would be no reason for it. So anyway, Patty, I got to take a break here.
Okay, but thanks for letting me know about that. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Okay,
have
bye-bye.
A good day.
Thanks, you too. All right, folks. Is this a sanctuary city? I mean, let's be a sanctuary city for animal abusers. We got one more call. Hold on. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Morning, Kelly.
Oh, is this Greg?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Mike. Hey, let me put you on hold. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. We'll be right back to talk to Mike. And pick out your favorite crime. How about a sanctuary city for rapists? Wouldn't that make you feel good? We'll be right back. It's AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. Folks, this has nothing to do with race. It's legal status and it's criminal status. It's crazy. And by the way, there is a flash flood watch out there, so just be on your guard. Kelly here. I got Mike on hold, but just to remind you what we're talking about here, there is, for either reasons of by choice or incompetence, there have been a number, tens of thousands of criminals that have been let into this country. And you know how this works out of Washington. They act like they don't know what people are talking about until there's a crisis. They don't pay any attention to it. And then when there is a crisis, they blame it on the Republicans. This, you're telling me this is a Republican policy to bring these people in here? Or I think the way that it's directed is because the Republicans did not let this administration do what they wanted, the ruling party is going to get payback. And part of the payback is just releasing this giant flood. It's got to be that, right? I mean, the president wouldn't knowingly do things to harm Americans, right? I mean, if the president accidentally let a million serial murderers into the country, it would be by accident, right? I mean, this is so crazy. Anyway, we've got Mike on the phone. Thanks for the call, Mike. And what's on your mind? Hello? Hello? Call back, Mike. He might have been feeding his dogs, which is undoubtedly hours-long undertaking. Mike, is that you?
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Kelly, I was reading yesterday about these driver's licenses that the illegals get in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
If you're a felon, can you get a driver's license?
I mean, felons can get driver's licenses, yes.
Okay, so there. And then the other thing is, what's the deal with all these Somalis going up to Minnesota? Did you hear about that one?
I heard there was 100,000 Africans that were sent to some city in Michigan. So is that it?
Well, it was in Minnesota. And then the other thing I heard the other day is that Chinese women are coming over to this country to have their babies. And they're immigrating even more than the Mexican people.
Yeah, the number one source of immigration is China. It's not Mexico, believe it or not. I read that the other day. All right, so your point, Mike?
Well, I'm just wondering, is this all for votes, you think? You know, Rush Limbaugh said that if you're illegal, you should be able to vote for 20 years in this country. What do you think of that?
If you're illegal, what right do you have to vote? Number one, you're not here legally, so you're breaking the law. Number two, how would you be informed you come into a new country? If anybody here has ever lived in a new country, you have no idea what's going on for years. I mean, you don't know how things are set up. And I have a guy that regularly lectures me or tries to lecture me on American politics. He's from another country. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And it's just so, it's mind-numbing. I would never go to somebody else's country and lecture the people there. We have where we welcome everybody and try to treat everyone equally. That's the kind of crap we end up with. But I don't think anybody here who's illegal should be voting. Why?
Well, you know, Hillary is for felons being able to vote. You know that?
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but the Democrats are in favor of any group that would tend to support them to vote.
They're really degenerates.
The felons or the Democrats?
Both.
All right, Mike, anything else?
I just, I don't think the GOP is any better.
Everybody's a degenerate. All right, we've noted that. Anything else?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do, Kelly.
Well, everybody's got to get involved. We should be writing our congressmen, our senators, state, city, local, federal government, demanding that they keep. If it's been decided that we're going to have an avalanche, a tsunami of people coming in that are illegal. If this is our fate in life, can we at least keep the criminals out? Is that asking too much? I mean, why is it that I get this sense that this is America's like a children's birthday party in somebody's backyard? The adults have gone away and then people are just pouring over the fence doing whatever they want. It's like we don't, not only do we not have the ability to hold these people back, to push them back, we don't even have the right to do it.
Well, you know, I thought this last election that there was going to be some improvement. You know, you had people coming out to vote and they were, you know, and it did no good.
Mike, maybe you should run for office.
I'm a part of the big boys club. You know, it's a club, Kelly.
Mike, maybe you can join the little boys club and run for
office. No, I got to be a Freemason.
All right, Mike. Thank you. All right. How does everything like get reduced to Freemasonry with this guy? All right, we got one more call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly Connor Show is this.
Good morning, Tom. Tom number two. I know it's not a Tom that calls it. Yeah, I just want to make a comment that so-called expert in the interview there, how she tap danced around the question and then switched tracks. And they do this all the time, the left, the media, the politicians, the press secretary for Obama. They tap dance around the question until you forget what the question is, and the leftist media won't pick up and repeat the question until they answer it. They'll go off and follow the track that they switch them to. That's a little trick that they use. You know, I love Sean Hannity. He never lets them get away with that. He always pulls them back to the question.
Yeah. All right, Tom, anything else?
Yeah, just one little thing. I heard quite a while back, I don't know, a month or so ago, that Doña Ana is a sanctuary. They're giving out food stamps and welfare to illegals there.
All right.
All right. You can check up on that. Okay, thanks, Kelly.
Thanks,
have a good one.
Have a good day. All right, folks, we'll take a break here. And all right, so let me ask you this, because we're all interested in not being racist. How do we talk about this stuff without being racist? I think it has nothing to do with our race. We happen to live in a community with many, many Hispanics, many Mexicans here. We happen to live on the border of Mexico. That doesn't mean that people of Mexican origin have the right to illegally and stay, or that Mexico has a right to send their criminals over here, right? I mean, is it not a question of legality? It doesn't have anything to do. It's incidentally about race. We'll take a break here, 6:33. This is AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. I do have the text machine, but I got to go out in the car and grab it. I'll be right back. It is Kelly here, and of course, and I've got Miguel Sullivan coming in a little bit, in a few. So, did I mention that we've got, I've got coming into my phone, I've got stuff saying that there's a flash flood warning. Now, we had this incredible cloud that came over yesterday, and it was really... Nothing came out of it. I mean, it looked like it was over by Vado. It was pouring, and I really don't know, but it's in that direction towards El Paso. There was, and by the way, I went and checked the phone. Yesterday, I didn't have any texts, and today I have 32 or 36 or 40. So people are, they are kind of getting stirred up. Look, folks. You might say, well, what's the point of getting all excited about this and acting like a fool and jumping up and down and yelling and screaming? It's become obvious that the elected officials, with a few exceptions, do not care. They're looking at things that are bigger. They're looking at issues that are apparently, international in scope. And you fill in the blank. Is it socialism? Is it some doctrine borrowed out of the Catholic Church? Economic justice? Is it, by the way, this Pope is so off the tether. It's amazing. And I was thinking, I did some research. Technically, there's only a few things that are said to be. Infallible that come out of the Pope, one of which is the issue of Mary is one of them. There's the Pope has a vast opportunity to say whatever he wants, and then the church can turn around and say, Well, that was not, that was not, 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 you know, that's not an infallible statement. It's just his opinion. So, anyway, the reason to react to this stuff is because nobody else is going to stand up for us. You know, nobody else is standing up for us. And therefore, we got to stand up for ourselves. We got to, if they're going to shove all of the illegal stuff and then say, if you are not completely 100% in agreement with it, that you're a racist. Think about all of the things that have been done in the name of political correctness. You can't say anything to Obama because he's black. And, you know, you cannot say anything about Hillary. She's a woman. You can't say anything about the illegal situation because it is, you're racist. You know, I mean, it's just like there's no end to the excuses for this stuff. Instead of focusing on what's real, it is a red, what they call a red herring. I was talking about fallacies yesterday. A red herring is when the old days when people were getting chased by bloodhounds and they would supposedly pull out like an anchovy and wipe it across the trail and throw it in the bushes. The dog would be following the person and then smell this very strong odor and follow it instead. And so it's a red herring that it involves Mexicans. It's anecdotally related to Mexicans. It is chiefly involving criminal status. The reason these people are doing this stuff is they were criminals in Mexico, the country that just happens to be next door, and now they're criminals here. Here's something on Sanctuary City, CNN. I mean, who knows what the real story is behind that, but I find that it's very bizarre that, you know, Sanctuary City is supposed to make people safer. It's very bizarre that this guy was using a gun that is owned by a federal officer. How is that? Doesn't even make any sense. But there goes the argument that if you made guns illegal, you know, then there wouldn't be a problem anymore. But here's the main thing. This guy, this nutcase, is just wandering around in the Sanctuary City. In the meanwhile, the chief of police, who looks like Captain Kangaroo, I swear, if you get a look at this guy, he's wearing this outfit, this green outfit with five stars on his shoulder. Does he think he's the Supreme Allied Commander or something? This is, whole thing is so crazy. And then this guy stands up there and says, being a Sanctuary City makes people safer. This is what I think. Just think about this for a moment. We are a sanctuary city here for murderers, for rapists, and for arsonists. Would it make us safer? I mean, just to hear that is infuriating, you know? But when you have a liberal regime or a liberal area, you have to, you're not going to get conservative people in there to run it. What you're going to have is people that have the same mindset. And as we've seen, far left people do not draw the logical conclusion from policy failure. You know, they always want to double down. $1 trillion in stimulus was a failure because it wasn't enough. We should have spent $2 or $3 trillion. You know, that's why the economy has never recovered. There's nothing to do with, you know, there's no such thing as a liberal failure. It's just a failure to try hard enough. Kelly O'Connor, 645 AM, Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523, 1450. Here's a call. Thanks for the call. I got to go to break, but who's this?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rob, can I put you on hold and come back?
Sure can, yeah.
Thanks. All right, folks, we'll be right back to talk to Rob. McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn
Monroe. Here's your Las Cruces and Southern New Mexico forecast on AM 1450 KOBE.
In today's weather forecast, partly sunny skies. High should hit about 94. Today, winds will be light out of the southeast. We do have a 40% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. We'll dip down to 70. Winds will be light out of the south. Chance for some precipitation goes up to 60% with expected showers and thunderstorms throughout the night. That's the Buzz on Weather on KOBE 1450.
Hello. My name is Don Azelton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobile Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobile Super, for a long engine life.
Aquafina is water for happy bodies. We now present a happy body break. Fist bump, raise your hands. Fist bump, raise your hands. Drink your Aquafina, that's the idea. Fist bump, raise your hands. Turn around in your chair. Run your hands through your hair. Take your Aquafina bottle. Take yourself another swallow. Hands to the sky, hands to the ground. Sip your Aquafina, that's a happy, happy sound.
Aquafina, for happy bodies.
Fist bump.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're listening to AM Las Cruces with Kelly O'Connor. On KOBE, there's no better place to be.
It is 6:48, and we've got a call from Rob. Rob, thanks for calling in, and what's on your mind?
So, I think in a perfect world, the citizens would ensure that the newscasters presented the truth and nothing more, no opinion, just truth. I think in a perfect world, citizens would ensure that the buses heading north, the federal buses heading north full and heading south empty, would reverse their trend and would head south full.
All right,
and
so
go north empty.
Is this a metaphor? Or,
well, I think in a perfect world, armed citizens would help the civil servants to perform the duties they've been entrusted with.
All right, so so what's your application?
Just thinking how a perfect world would be.
All right. Anything else besides your perfect world scenario?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks. Well, we don't live in a perfect world. What we can do, in my opinion, is we can take the most trenchant issues like illegal criminals and hop on that and try to get some reaction. I think once you have the legislators, the politicians answering to this, and one of the problems is bureaucracies that are run by individuals that are totally outside of the control of the voters. We've got to pare that down. We've got to make these bureaucracies answerable. But it's absolutely unacceptable to have criminals, to knowingly bring in violent criminals. People are going to get hurt. The president, I asked you yesterday, does he laugh? Does he sit there and laugh that, well, I'm really getting payback? So I was thinking, does the president want people to get hurt? Question. And my reaction to that was maybe the president sees this as kind of a game in which he tries to get what he wants. And if he doesn't get that, there's going to be payback, and the payback is going to be from the policy. You force me to bring all these illegals over and just dump them everywhere because you didn't cooperate. It's not my fault. And if there's criminals involved in the mix, of course there is, because it's a whole lot of people. And if these criminals go out and hurt and murder and rape and such, it's not my fault because you didn't cooperate with me. What did you expect would happen? I think that may be how he sees it, because the other option is totally unacceptable. He wants criminals to come in here and harm people. But it's inevitable that that would happen when you bring in level one criminals, rapists, murders, violent assault. All right, well, we got to take another break and we'll come back. I've got a little report. This gun that was used was from a federal agent's car, stolen.
Drugs or alcohol.
All right, folks, so it's 6:54. There's a good chance today that there's going to be a some flash flooding, especially into the evening, so be aware of that. Last night it got actually a little chilly. I think it got down into the mid-60s. We've got another phone call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. It's Mike again.
Briefly.
I was just wondering, you know, the 347,000 convicted criminal immigrants at large in the U.S.?
Yes.
Are they going to, is the IRS going to give them a check? Are they going to?
They are. The head of the IRS has said that they are going to give people money. I don't know what the logic is from it, obviously, but they're people that have not worked in the system. They're going to be getting tax refunds somehow. Mike, I got to go. I got some other stuff to go over here. I just didn't want Mike to sop up all the remaining time. I got some headlines for you. Let me reboot my brain here. Okay, number one, I don't know if we're a sanctuary city, but I remember hearing Miguel Silva talk about it, I think, but I don't know if we are. Got to look into that. I've got Miguel Silva. I didn't hear Miguel Silva. I heard the mayor, Ken Miyagashima, talk about it. Miguel Silva's coming in a few minutes. We'll ask him about that, number one. Two, a massive drop in the Chinese stock exchange. And so they say that's a bigger deal than it is in Greece. Number three, my prediction in Greece is that they're not going to let Greece default, because I read a couple of articles last night that said without any drama, if Greece fails, the EU fails. And I found four or five different articles describing the EU monetary unit as a failed currency. They cannot let Greece drop out. It's an insignificant amount of money compared to how much they might lose. Therefore, by definition, that Greece is like a member of your family that keeps getting arrested and the family keeps, you know, ponying up for a bail and for an attorney. So that's how you have to look at it. Bill Cosby, statue removed from Disney. He admitted in a court testimony like 10 years ago that he got Quaaludes, a popular drug in the 70s and 80s, to give to women so that they would have sex with him. So that's it. That's out. Everything is done. Now the question is how many women are going to sue him, but it's more than 30. I think it's like 40 women that have accused him of doing this stuff, and he's admitted to it in a court document. Army is going to cut 40,000 more troops. It's going to be massive, and so it's going on and on. In the meantime, there's some pretty big weapon systems that are coming online. Looking for anything else here that you might find interesting? Trump says, I'm no Perot. Perot got in the race, and because of that, Bill Clinton won over George Sr. Don't forget that. George Soros getting kicked out of Russia. Jews now asking, is it time to leave France? Because they're getting persecuted. So they've got Muslims coming in. They're embracing the Muslims. They're turning their back on the Jews. The Jews are getting killed by the Muslims. They feel like they need to leave. Why do you think they developed Israel? All of the people that attack Israel, like Mike, and the synagogue of Satan, the sinister synagogue of Satan. The reason that Israel exists is because there was no safe place on the earth for them. They were driven from pillar to post, and they were murdered so many different times in world history. They had to have their own country just so they could avoid getting killed. All right, so I got Miguel Silva coming. I've got a band coming in at some point who are performing, I think, up in Rio Doso, and I asked them if they wanted to come on and do a little performance. I'll come back and read some of your texts. And we'll take a break. 659 AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOB, Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450, 805-605-6180. Text, we'll be back.
Are you on your way?
Seven oh six. It's 7/8/2015. It's the 8th day of July. I went outside to check on my theory that there is going to be a there's a like flash flood coming, of course. And guess what? I don't see a cloud in the gosh dang sky. Must be nice to have a job where it doesn't matter if you're right or not. But I do believe that there is actually some activity in the air. There's clouds. And speaking of activity, Miguel, I just talked to him. He's on his way over here. But still feeling the outrage over this idiot that got out and shot this woman who claimed to be shooting at a seal and then said he didn't mean to shoot the gun. I just think that this guy is just he's just a mindless criminal drug addict. I mean, he's got 4 felony drug convictions. It's incidental, it's irrelevant that he's Mexican. What's relevant is that he's illegal and a criminal. And I think it's sad that we have to get into these arguments over racism because it has nothing to do with racism. Does it really matter to this girl that she was killed by a Mexican rather than somebody from Sweden who was here illegally, an illegal criminal from Sweden? I mean, just to see how it's just so many layers it's like living in a propaganda. It's like the circus comes to town and they set up the fun house and you go in and the mirrors distort everything. It's like that. But it's propaganda, and it's being poured on us 24/7. And the most lost people are these media people, these mainstream media people who are so caught up in the spin cycle, they don't know their rear end from reality. All right, but anyway, here is a little bit of storm tracker from El Paso. And let's see here. Oh my gosh, Miguel Silva is outside. Protect the women and children. Here comes Miguel Silva. But here's, if I can get this to play, I don't hear it. I'll hear it playing, but here we go. All right, so just to let you know that we do have, just because there's no clouds on the horizon right now doesn't mean that we're not in a flash flood warning right now, which I got this from the Weather Channel. I got on my phone a little thing that's pretty nice. Temperature right now, 69. High today of maybe 92. And let me just go into a few of these texts because, folks, I've never seen so many texts in one time. All right, here we go. Here's some people text like 40 times. Everyone wants to talk about how great Reagan was, but does the name Freeway Ricky, the Contra from Nicaragua, ring a bell? No one ever got prosecuted. No, it doesn't ring a bell. Poor folks in the ghettos, they brought to justice. Love is the truth. Tell it. We're still fighting that war on drugs today. That statistic shows failed horribly, overpopulation of private prisons. There was an article in the Atlantic Monthly that was talking about the drop in crime statistics that they've tied to the number of people incarcerated in America. So, all right. So if you send me 50 texts, I'm probably not going to read all of them. I don't, you know, nothing personal, but my God, some of these. All right, I'm going to have to take a break and just try to winnow through these. I mean, it's like, anyway, we've got Miguel Silva here. Miguel, that is one heck of a dog.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Kelly. Yeah.
He doesn't have your eyes, though.
But he's a fan of yours. My dog is a fan of yours. I wanted my dog to personally meet you.
Well, now you're going to make Mike's dogs jealous because they sit around the... He apparently has an old-fashioned radio. They sit around transfixed, looking at the box. They're waiting for some prophetic utterance or something.
I have no idea. A friend of mine told me that the mayor was on your show a couple of weeks, that he brought his dog on because his dog liked your show. And so I thought I'd bring my dog because my dog liked your show. So
His dog is a Chihuahua named Mexi.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he didn't bring him on the show because he was sick that day.
Oh, I see. Well, mine's not sick. My dog liked listening to you, so I thought I'd bring my dog in to meet you, Kelly.
How
so.
Much? What's the breed? That is a big dog. What is the breed?
Well, you know, it's called an American Boxer is what it is.
But it's not. And it's not a pit bull.
No. I did not know that this breed existed.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, it's a mix between a pit bull mix and an American boxer and an English boxer.
Uh-huh.
And I did not know this breed existed.
It's a good looking dog. It's got ice blue eyes.
Ice blue eyes. And I used to be the executive. I was the chair of the Animal South, the Animal Center, the Mesilla Valley Services Animal Center. And one day this dog showed up and she's just a great dog. And it spoke to me. How's that?
That's great. Dog whisperer.
Dog whisperer, exactly. And so then I had been without a dog for a while, and so I said, that's the dog. So she's from the Animal Service Center. I adopted her out of the Animal Service Center.
She's big. She's a big dog. You would not want her angry at you.
They're the most kindest dogs in the world, let me tell you.
Well, that's good. It's not a dog you want to mistake who you are in the... I want to run into that dog in a, in an alley. Anyway, all right. So we have been talking about this crime in San Francisco where the person was murdered, senseless crime that has brought to light the number of illegal people here and the number of criminals that either this or accident from the administration. But we're going to be shifting gears a little bit and talking to Miguel Silva. He's kind enough to come on and bring his pooch. And I've got a dedication here, Billy Joel, Big Shot, for Miguel. It's 7:15 on the button. You're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOB, Kelly O'Connell, 523 1450 805 6180. And have our favorite guest of all time, Miguel Silva's on here. We'll be right back. Kelly, and I was just explaining to Miguel what I was talking about in the first half of the show. And Miguel, to me, this issue of the sanctuary city, or are we a sanctuary city, by the way?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. That the issue of legality and criminal behavior has nothing to do with race. We anecdotally happen to be connected to Mexico.
Well, they are our neighbor. Uh-huh.
They're our neighbor, but sure. It's whether people are coming here legally or illegally or without a criminal background, it has nothing to do with them being Mexican. In every population, there are going to be people who will try to break the law, and there will be serious criminals.
Sure.
And I disagree with mixing the two things together and saying this is a race issue. It has nothing to do with it. We don't want violent criminals from any country to be just dropped into here. And I know you feel the same exact way.
Well, pretty much. I mean, yeah. I mean, criminals need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I hear what you're saying.
It's heartbreaking to hear that there are people that were stopped at the border that they knew were serious felons and that they just let them go.
Right, right. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, to say the least. But anyway, what I had to...
So I did want to say real quick.
Yeah,
go ahead. The reason I did bring my dog in, Kelly, was I'm on my way to the vet this morning right after heading the show, And this is a public service announcement for people to take care of their animals in terms of heartworm. And if you haven't tested your dog, go test it for heartworm. Put them on the medication, and because that's one of the most nastiest, deadliest diseases out there for
does
pet
your
dogs.
Dog have heartworm?
No, it doesn't have heartworm, but they test them, and I try to get my dog tested at least once a year. And, you know, then you pick up the heartworm pills, and you have to put them on their a regular routine schedule of taking those pills. And, you know, and they receive, and they, and the way a dog attains heartworm is through mosquito bites.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you want to get your dog checked.
Wow. I had no idea. Learn something new every day. All right. So, what is going on locally with taxes?
Well, gosh, Kelly, where do we start on that one? Unfortunately, on the 1st of July, another 3/8 was imposed upon the city. That was the county's portion of the 3/8 gross receipt tax. And it's one that I know that the city was involved or tried to stop through the court system, but it failed. So it went into effect. But that's just one of those taxes that really, if we step back and look at the big picture, it should have been handled at the state level, but it wasn't. It was passed on to individual or into the local governments to manage or to address. As you know, the city imposed a 3/8 tax, I believe more than 18 months ago or so. I was the only city councilor that voted no against the 3/8 tax, mostly because, you know, we really had no plans for it. We just pretty much passed the tax. And the county, as the way that piece of legislation was written, allowed counties to pass a 3/8 tax as well. And a lot of counties took advantage of it, as well as our local county officials. When it came before the commission, Councillor Smith, Councillor Leventino, myself, went and stood before the commission and explained to them that our residents were going to be double taxed on goods. And, well, that's where we're at now. And they went ahead and passed it.
All right. So I heard somebody, I was over at the courthouse. I had the mayor on to backtrack for a second. I had the mayor on and we talked about it. And then there was a hostile.
Oh, really?
There were hostile calls that came in, and there was really nothing positive that was brought up. People are not happy with the city, or they're not happy with the mayor. But somebody from the county had said to me, that basically they've got every right, because they've got a right to get their money too, and the city should have known better than to pass the tax increase when the county was going to pass it. So the county is fighting the city.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate. The city passed it, like I said, about approximately 18 months ago. It was a while back when they first were dealing with the legislation up in Santa Fe. And so there wasn't much coordination or communication between the two entities. That for sure.
That's hard to believe when the county is run like a well-oiled machine.
No comment on that. Where's Mr. Rawson? I think in today's the Rawson report today.
Ben, call it a bit. I guess he decided to stop when he had a baby, but I think it was hard for him to mix running his business, having a newborn in the house, and coming here. And
congratulations, Ben. I didn't know he had a newborn. That's really nice.
Yeah. So,
but you know, that, Kelly, again, it goes back to the person that you were speaking to was right. There needs to be more communication between the different entities, you know, the city and the county, the city and the university. We could improve on that relationship as well.
Let me throw one thing out there for you, because I know that I've talked to you about this before. My impression that there are some people involved in government who see themselves as remarkable carriers of truth. They don't see having a job of leadership, a political job, as being service so much as a duty to the cosmos, that they're helping bring enlightenment, and they're trying to create a real community. They're trying to create real justice or a significant improvement. And there's all of these phrases that are thrown in there to me, that distracts them from communicating with other entities. It distracts them from seeing the job as, like, I think that you see it, is an opportunity to serve people by working hard to make it better living conditions for the man and woman Las Cruces.
Politics is politics. You have certain persons with well, maybe we should hang a shingle at the door that says, please check ego here. I don't know, Kelly. I think that is a challenge of when you're dealing with elected officials, my colleagues, is, you know, we do have the best intent of the city, and we just have different approach in regards to how to accomplish the task.
Yeah, and I mean, if you have a cosmic view of justice in which, for instance, it's up to you to vote against plastic bags and then telegraph that to the White House, that to me is like just missing your opportunity to serve the people, you know?
Right.
If you're going to serve, be in office, you've got to, from our model of government is service, and you can't at the same time see yourself as a Napoleon or Karl Marx or whatever. You're going to ruin the lives of people by working on a bunch of symbolic stuff that backfires, like so many of these schemes do, and you're missing out on the opportunity to work with the.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is there's an opportunity to work with the university and with the county and with the different entities, and if you think that you're leading this cosmic. You're on this cosmic bus to justice.
Sure.
You're so caught up in the clouds, you're not seeing an opportunity to make life better for everyday people.
Definitely. It poses challenges. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You know, sometimes we miss the boat in regards to what our true purpose is, and that's, you know, serving the local community. I mean, we are
making
the local
life
government.
Better. Mm-hmm. Making life better. So... Anyway, well, let's take a break. I do have a dedication for Miguel. Big shot. Speaking of which, big shot, Billy Joel. We'll take a break, and we'll come back here. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450, 805-6180. The texts are coming in so hot and heavy, I feel like I'm back at the Alamo. It's 727 flying the friendly skies. We'll be right back. Is Kelly with Miguel, and we have a couple of things. Number one, well, I've got this band that I invited to come on the show. I got an email, and I thought it might be fun to talk to them and see what
nice.
They're doing.
Nice.
They're kind of traveling across the country performing.
Go ahead. I apologize for interrupting.
No, not at all. Go ahead. You're the guest.
No, I want to build off of what you were talking about, the communication between the different entities and stuff. Which I think we have moved away from. At one point, we were meeting with the commission on a regular basis, and I would like to see us go back to doing that, as well as we were meeting with the school board.
And my point was that if you think that you're here on a divine mission, it gets in the way of being on a real mission. If you think that you're representing this cosmic thing, what I've noticed in a lot of this like far leftism is – even when you're going in the direction that they want you to go, you're not achieving anything. And I think that let's put that aside and let's have some goals locally and let's work on them. That's what I think that you understand. For example, you understand business and the need to have an economy.
Sure. Oh, and that is one thing that we do need to work on. I wasn't going down the business route quite yet, but I know that there are times, and the one that really has come forth and has had me concerned as you recall, last November, that bus tax that Kelly, that the voter said no to, and recently in front of the city council, that discussion came up, and there still is a very hard push and continued effort to try to make that work regardless, and I've had some interesting discussions with some of my colleagues in regards to, you know, at what point do we step back from that, and especially as a city, and invest in our own system rather than putting energy and financial resources into the county system.
All right. So here's this. There's two models of leadership. One of the models is this elite idea that there's a small group of people that understand reality well enough to be leaders, and that they have to do the heavy lifting, and they have to bring in the future, which will be fought against by these ignorant masses because they don't have the training, they don't have the insight, they don't, you know. The second model is that out of the population has a duty to be informed. Out of that population arises some people that are servant leaders. That's the traditional American model. It's not leadership by coercion and lies it's leadership by elevation out of this group of people and service. And that's the American Revolutionary model. That's the history of America.
And you just went about 10 feet over my head there, Kelly.
Well, you know,
I just try to,
you know,
do
what
my,
I'm talking
I just try
about.
To do my best. But you know, the, I go the, in there and
the declaration
yeah.
says that unless you're leading people through popular consent, it's a tyranny and you've got every right to have a revolution and start over. And what I don't think that these people, some of which are local, and I'm not going to, you know, bring up
sure.
the name of Golden Earring Billy Garrett comes to mind, that... You know,
I wonder why I've been taken off his Christmas card list. I, you know, through association.
Wasn't there a band called Golden Earring that had a song called Radar Love? Maybe that's what he's trying to give us.
I don't know. Although I think, you know, that band, I have, it's interesting you say that. I do have a Golden Earring story. They came to Las Cruces in their latter days. And there was a record store in town called the Record Bar, which my younger brother worked at. And so, you know how you have these aging bands that are on tour, padding their retirement accounts, I don't know. And so Golden Earring was signing their most, like, greatest hits three, right? They're signing at this record bar. And I walk in, and, you know, here's this band, and my brother got me into the door and all this stuff, and there's all this excitement. And there's music overhead, right? And then I asked my brother, bro, what songs do these guys play? And he couldn't tell. He goes, the music that's playing on the thing right now, and they were playing these songs, like Radar Love and all these songs. I was like, oh, okay. I get it. That's them.
Blast from the past. All right,
yeah.
So we'll take a break here. I got to Miguel here, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more policy, then we're going to have this band in here. But here's a little bit of Golden Earring dedicated to... Billy Golden Earring Radar Love. Kelly O'Connell Show here with Miguel Silva and a giant dog named
Tiger.
Whoo!
Yeah.
But what's her golf handicap?
Good.
She chews on the balls. Okay, here we go. Folks, we've got Miguel here, Miguel Silva, of course, and he is here with his beloved pooch, Tiger.
Yep, she's doing
and,
well.
And she's not currently playing
about,
golf.
Sorry about the mess there, Kelly. We'll clean it up afterward.
For a short-haired dog, that is an amazingly hairy animal.
Yeah, she does well.
All right, so if you had a chance, 5 minutes to talk about what's on your mind, what would you say?
Well, you touched upon a couple of things. The last segment, one was the jobs aspect, and I think that that's something that the city, we really need to start to refocus on and get back to some of the basics. We are well aware that there's a lot of red tape, a lot of the whole processing of how one goes about, you know, construction and so forth in terms of, you know, getting their permits that needs to be streamlined. And we've talked about it a long time. And we've, as of recent, have really worked on, we brought in a new assistant city manager. I hope maybe we can bring him on the show someday and see if through his eyes in regards to what he sees and how, I mean, I had a great sit down session with him. We were addressing a particular topic recently. Kelly, and afterward I mentioned to him, do you know, his name is Daniel Avila, and I said, you know, Mr. Avila, this city has an anti-business image, and his response, he responded, we need to work on that. And so I really like that attitude that he's coming here, he knows it, and he has made it a priority in his position.
Yeah. Well, the golden earring philosophy is capitalism is evil, that growth comes through tax increases.
Well, that's one perspective. But, you know, growth is going to have to be a combination of organic, and it's also going to have to be through the efforts of both government and the private sector, a collaborative effort, you know.
Well, that's true. And we've got a phone call. Thanks for the call, the Kelly Connor Show. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Karen. Just a quick question, and I'm going to hang up. Miguel, you know, like even 2 years ago when we had our last elections, when Pedroza and Gilsorg and whatnot were elected, on that go-round, and even prior to that, it was, you guys were talking about streamlining permits and whatnot, and it's 2 years later, and we're still there. And nothing, I mean, it just seems like it doesn't get fixed. And I'm just kind of curious why and what can be done to finally address the situation. And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, you know, that process has been long and slow. It has been been addressed in bits and parts, and it needs to be, I agree with you, it has dragged on much too long, and so we're trying to jumpstart it, expedite it, and get the right people and the right programs in place to address those, you know, this process.
Well, that's good to hear. There's just no reason for...
And I think it goes much further back, as the lady was listening. I mean, yeah, it does come up every election year, and so... I agree. We need to finally address it and move forward.
We need to get past this idea, that childish idea, that wanting to have a functional business is greedy, and that capitalism is evil inherent. It's childish, but it harms people. Do we really want a culture, an economy where the best and brightest have to leave to get an opportunity?
Well, I would hope that we can create a much better local economy, that, you know, people would want to stay here, and not only stay here but return here as well. And there are a lot of people that come back and to Las Cruces to work because they do love the city, and they, you know, they're from here. So we can create, you know, I feel we need to work on creating a better business environment in the city. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we appreciate it. I'm wondering when we can have you back again.
I don't know. Who knows, Kelly? You know, I love I think my next dog vet visit is in a couple of months. I don't know.
Six months.
You know, I always enjoy coming on.
Well, thanks for coming on. I'll play a little Golden Earring on the way out. Our salute to Billy Golden Earring, Garrett. We got a band coming on, so don't tune out. They're barnstorming across America. Thanks for coming on. Miguel,
thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. That didn't work out, but we'll be right back. It's Kelly here, and we've got the band with us. And who's the leader of this group?
I guess I'll take that. Guilty.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Jonathan. The group is Messages.
Messages. All right. And where are you guys from?
From Austin, Texas.
So that's the music capital of the South.
Right? It likes to think that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how did you guys meet, and how did you come together?
A lot of us, it's been kind of Craigslist and roommate situations, and people have happened to play instruments and just kind of like fell into places like that.
And where are you guys? You're taking a tour, but where are you headed? Where is it going?
Yeah, I guess we're making our way diagonally right now up to Seattle. We'll do the West Coast coming down, shoot over to Little Rock, playing some shows on the way there, and sweep down New Orleans and come back into Texas.
Okay, and so how long are you going to be gone?
Almost 4 weeks.
Now, is this the group's first trip, or do you do this every year?
This is our first time doing something this long, this extensively.
And it was kind of hard. Is it hard to do all the logistics, the booking, and the...
It's insane.
Yeah.
We're working with some really great people who are in the room, but the rest of it, it's been ourselves. It's just us and the PR, and that's, it's been kind of nuts. And then being in Austin, everybody who plays music has to juggle a bunch of things because it's not a really great place to actually pay bills as a musician. So you're doing multiple day job type things.
Sure.
And also trying to book a tour like to 3 months out. And,
okay. Yeah. And how do you describe your music?
I guess it's quickly just indie rock. I guess it's got some country tinges to it, some punk rock moments. But.
Like Ryan Adams a little bit, or who would be somebody that would be influential to the group?
Somebody help me out here. What?
The Occupiers?
Oh, Arcade Fire.
Oh, okay.
At moments, I guess.
All right. So, so we got a fiddle here. We got a guitar. And what are some of the other things that? This is like a lot of groupies here today. Drums. Okay, we don't have a drum kit in here. Bass guitar.
We have a little baby.
Yeah, he's got his little tambourine.
And a little tiny tambourine. All right. So, what's the first song we're gonna do here?
This song is called "The Bridges You Burn Light Your Path."
All right, sounds good. Let's hit it, boys, girls.
We set fire to our homes. We had to leave. That place, had to go at it alone. We left our memories inside. We had to see the ocean with some clarity of mind. Holding on to what they said. I'm not in your heart, I'm just in your head. High and low, we found truth in newborns and in the catacombs. And when they lay our bodies down, we'll find the sounds of the earth. Holding on to what they say. I'm not in your heart, I'm just in your head. Everyone's gotta wait their turn. In the end, all your bridges burn.
Okay, so where are you guys playing next?
We'll be in, Gallup tonight. We're doing like a 2-hour set at a restaurant bar thing in exchange for food.
That's cool. And didn't I see Ria Doso on the?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you're traveling through there.
Yeah, we were hoping. I got a friend who's got a coffee shop there, but they're. I don't think their hours are going to be. I don't think they'll be open.
Conducive. Okay.
Yeah.
You got any road stories for us?
So far, just, I don't know, there was this time in Birmingham once when the venue fell through and we ended up playing in this, like, in this nonprofit space that actually, it's called a disco, like Desert Island Supply Company, and they help, like, underserved youth learn creative writing skills, and so set up like a deserted island. And it was nice, like going into that experience. Other than that, it's crazy being up this early after playing last night. Super cranky.
part of the experience, huh?
Yeah.
What is your website or your how do people get a hold of you?
Messagesband.com.
Messagesband.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you guys write your own stuff. It sounded like that song that you just played, you wrote?
Yes.
And do you have an album coming out, or if people are interested?
We're promoting a five-song collection.
There you go.
Where we brought you one.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
It's called And We Go On. It's just five of our five kind of newer, some older things. That just,
all right.
Road songs.
And did you have another song you wanted to hit? We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Let's do it quickly. This song's called High Rise.
Either that or you could do a three-minute song slowly.
All right.
This is Messages, folks, and the website one more time?
Messagesband.com.
Messagesband.com.